Hunter Graham, Lindsay T. Dad, Chance, Ben, Trey, Jacob, Christian. Don't forget his name, Frank Haskin. Afternoon Delight, Village Vice. I'm about to see the light. We love the bar.
Yeah, we do.
We love the bar.
Come on, let them hear wherever you are.
We love the bar.
One more time.
We love the bar.
Hey, hey. Hey.
Octopuses have three hearts. The baseball game is about to start. Nope, there's a six-hour rain delay. Alburnator, birds and gators. Panama Canal has got a savior. Zach hates Matt, Big Ben, Brad.
Yes, I do.
Just took you 2 pound town with a slap.
There you go.
We love the bar.
Come on.
What a vibe.
Nice. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yes,
Happy
sir.
Friday, everyone.
Yes, sir. Welcome in. Thanks for being here. What a time. What, like the middle of June and stuff's happening and another guy's committing at some point tonight, maybe to Auburn. We hope to Auburn.
From the timing report on that is fascinating.
No.
<to me.
laughs> Listen,
I'll see if there's anything. I haven't checked today. See if there's any.
All right. I listened to your Locked On this morning. It's like sometime between 6 and 8. Sometime at 5, maybe 5:21.
Well, one thing on 247 says like 5:07 or something. And then the article from the National Reporter is like anytime between 7 to 9 Eastern. Like, what in the world?
And I do have to say, like, maybe it's okay not to know the exact minute. I mean, if you're going to watch it, that's
That's fine. But he was selling tickets. Do you remember this a few weeks ago?
Yeah,
he's selling tickets as an event. Whatever.
That's true. Oh, already. Pound Town, War Damn. Super chat. An early super chat, like 2 minutes in. Check your Discord DM for the best. Now, look, PTWD, the best AI image. I kind of like today's image.
Do I have the fist right? How do we have to?
Because you're a superhero? You just want to be a superhero.
That's what it is.
I don't know if I can put this up.
Okay. Well, maybe not then. He didn't say, this person didn't say put it up. He just said check your Discord.
Yeah.
So,
it's
nowhere, Daniel. Nowhere.
Yeah. Where else would you rather be? That's hilarious. Pound Town, War Dam. This is more of a Locked On joke.
Uh-huh.
But there's definitely crossover. Brian has not been on the barn, but for folks who don't watch Locked On, Brian Smith is my recruiting guy that comes on.
Yeah.
And he talked about how forget if we were talking about Cedric Simmons, who's a receiver from Selma that's taking an official visit this weekend, or James Pace tonight. I forgot which one he was talking to, but he said that he's rocked up. And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
That's the receiver from Selma, yeah.
Okay, and he's like, he's jacked. I'm like, oh, okay, got it. And this is Brian being rocked up.
That's good. Rocked up. Well, that's a different... Well, never mind.
That's correct.
I think those are two separate ideas that are closely linked.
I'm sending that to Brian. Can't wait to hear what his response is.
Do you have any more? Well, no. All right. I don't know where to go with these live shows. They're unstructured. I do structure the others. As you know, if you watched yesterday's Totally Unhinged episode, I do try to structure things typically, but
yeah,
I typically don't know how to structure the live show.
Well, here, this is a great, great way to go. Barnard Becca, thank you for supporting the show. The super chats today and for the next few days, the new memberships that sign up. Going for us funding Brad a new laptop. It's time. It's time. I don't know if y'all saw the post show for yesterday's show that actually went up Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Like, goodness gracious, it about broke me. I could just laugh. All I could do was laugh.
No, we did. We were sending videos back and forth last night because that's how we spend Thursday nights. Just laughing at absurdities from yesterday. How many more players do you think we get from the portal for baseball? Yes, I'm still too deep into baseball. Barney, you're perfectly deep into baseball. Here's the thing with the portal. I think it's more I think Auburn's roster construction next year is built way more on the major league draft than it is people leaving the portal.
Yes.
And so we're not going to know. Like, when is the draft? The draft isn't, I mean, it's July. The portal's going to be closed by then.
Yeah, that's a tricky spot. So you almost have to assume, like, all right, Rembert's probably gone. I think Guevara's interesting. Like, I think Rembert's gone, but Guevara may not be.
I think he is. I think
he probably is.
Yeah.
I think you have to assume and go about the portal as if they're both gone. Yeah. And if one of them comes back, you figure it out.
Yeah. You know, they brought in
Carter Beck's question, and I mean, you were headed there. Like, this portal is more about keeping guys than acquiring them.
Yeah.
There have been a few new additions. Can you talk about any of them? In depth?
In depth.
Under a microscope?
So there's two.
That you like call their games and stuff? You like describe what all their actions are?
I'm going to be, yes. I haven't yet for the new ones.
Eight months from now.
Two position, not that I count or anything. Two position players, Ben Swales from Iowa, infielder. So if you're looking to replace a Rembert or a Guevara, he could be a candidate there. Yeah. Good batting average, missed about a third of the season with an injury.
Lindsay John Brantley, made a point with him that he's either second or third base. He's not a shortstop.
Well, there you go. Which is interesting because you have Ethan Bingaman, who was not brought in to be a first baseman. He could play any of the other infield positions or first base.
I kind of feel like he's going to be a third could next play. Year.
Yeah. I mean, he was brought in to, like, third was kind of, I think, the position they were eyeing when they brought him in. Of course, he could pitch and play anywhere, but you do literally almost anything but catch. John Brantley, who they brought in from, or John Beverly, rather, from Georgia State. Is he the new center fielder? Do you put him in left and move Bub to center? Because he played center in high school.
He's got some flexibility in the outfield now, which is exciting.
Yeah, he's been so natural.
Not that you did before, but.
Right. Does that mean Cade Ballou is going somewhere, or is there a path to him, or is Mason McCrane moving somewhere? Like, you got a lot of versatility with these parts. I don't know. I've heard maybe you get a couple more, but I don't know what positions we're talking about. They added a pitcher from Arizona, Corey Kling, Wednesday, 40 innings, 20 games, reliever, walked 9, struck out 43. And then they added a guy from California yesterday, another reliever. Not Cal, but the state of one of the smaller schools in the state of California.
So you just said the state that he's from?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's like 45 small colleges in California, and I don't know right off the top of my head which one he's from.
Oh, you just forgot the college. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. That's fine.
And I didn't think it was worth me taking the time to look it up. I didn't think it added that much to the content.
I was not on your side on that, and that's on me. My bad. My bad. Barter Becca, when the portal's done, I'm sure Brad and Lindsay will do a deep dive on everything.
We might even do a show next week. Maybe not with Sonny, because he just welcomed a new baby.
Yeah. I saw that. Congrats to Sonny. Yeah.
But we may do one next week with Lindsay and me when you're gone.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Because unlike Brad, I will not be doing shows from the beach.
Well,
the Rev.
Reverend Barn Booster, $5 super chat. 78 days until the Golish Knight era begins. Love it. We're going to get into number 78.
Well, here's another one. People are ready.
That's right.
Mason saying 78 days. Darius James.
Yeah, Darius James, defensive lineman, transferred from Texas. Back, I don't know. I don't know when. You know, a 78 that I used to love, he didn't play. I used to like Rich Trucks. He was an offensive lineman with the number 78. What a perfect offensive lineman name. Rich Trucks. I'll tell you who you don't want to line up in front of. Rich Trucks.
He just never played, though? He never, like, got on the field?
No, he didn't play.
That's a shame.
Geno James is my vote for the best 78.
10-time member for 3 months. Thank you, 10-time. How will Zach survive a week without daily neighborhood pool trips?
Yeah, great question.
Well, I mean, I'm sure we'll be at the pool all day at the beach. Or nature's pool. God's pool.
Yes.
Known as the ocean.
God's pool. So you're going to hang out of the Gulf of America a little bit? That's good.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's good. Are y'all more beach people or pool people?
Well, we haven't taken... I'm more of a beach person, but it's the kid's first time. So I don't know. As a kid, I hated the beach. Like, I hated the sand and all that. I'd much rather be at the pool. So
yeah,
we'll let them pick. We'll let them pick and decide, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
I'm hoping for you, like, the biggest thing, not to be repetitive from last week, but for us, it's all about jellyfish. If there are no jellyfish, we'll spend hours in the ocean.
Got it.
And we didn't have them last week, and I don't think the water should be warm enough yet for you to have them. So I hope
that's the temperature thing?
Yeah.
They get closer to the shore when it's warmer?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Got it.
Water's warmer. They tend to be more prevalent.
Yeah, I'm predicting that they will not like the beach. I think they'll prefer the pool. That is my prediction.
You think they'll be anti-sand or anti-salt? Or
I think the salt will be part of it. But yeah, I don't know. Okay. We'll see.
All right.
We'll see. Or oh no, like, they're both really good options. Don't really care, you know.
Such a tough life. It didn't work at the ocean. Now we've got to go to the pool. Yeah.
So I've seen some people posting videos of it being like, there's a lot of seaweed down there. I tell you what, if there's a lot of seaweed, they are not going to like that. The oldest will not like that. So
yeah,
we'll see. We'll see weed. What happens?
It's good. It's actually, so technically, I'm going to be that guy. Well, actually, it's not seaweed. It's sargassum. Sargassum is a coral or microalgae. All right. It comes from the Sargasso Sea. And it traps a lot of small little, it can trap little fish and little animals and stuff like that.
You feel
there,
better? Yeah, you feel better about yourself now?
I do, yeah.
I'm glad, actually. I'm glad you feel better.
I wish,
yeah.
No. Truth, you don't know the truth. I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I hadn't been well, actually.
We could have moved on and talked about something else. But you chose not to. So
sorry.
That's good.
I know.
That's good.
I know. All right. So Auburn might be landing another commitment from another player from the state of Maryland today. Can we talk about this guy a little bit?
Sure.
Okay.
What's your favorite thing about him?
That he's rocked up.
Okay. He is rocked up. So I was doing some research on James Pace last night.
Yeah.
Did you realize who his dad was?
No.
James Pace, the third's dad?
No, but the fact that you said it like that means maybe I should. Who is
James Pace the second? Is his dad.
I should have seen that coming. That's my fault. That's my fault.
That's his dad. That has to be his name.
Sure. Of course.
One of the best edge rushers in the Northeast. The highest rated edge rusher in the state of Maryland, which might as well be in-state recruiting at this point.
Yep.
You know, it's funny. He and Ryan Jackson, both edges. I do like how they're different players. And their measurables are close, but you look at them and they're just built differently, which I think is awesome. You kind of want versatility in a position room, especially when they're the same class, same level, eligibility and all that.
Yeah.
I also think Pace could develop into a strong side end if they choose to do so, which is nice, especially in passing downs, you know, 2 or 3 years from now when this class is developed and, the team's built around this class and you could have both those guys on the field easily. You're not straining or giving up that much if that were to happen. So there's a lot about both of these edges that I like, but also how they complement each other, I think is worth being excited about.
What is Pace's size?
I'll tell you exactly.
What are his measurables?
I'll tell you exactly.
Because I've got another guy pulled up that just the description of him, like an MMA fighter, and just he looks different.
So his 247 page has him at 6'2.5", 225.
Okay. Well, all right. He's not quite in the comp that I was thinking of from the description.
Joe, just for, you know, to put a bow on like what we were talking about, Ryan Jackson is 6'4", 218. So structurally a little different.
Yeah.
Ryan Jackson, I mean, he looks like Kieron Crawford to me.
Yeah.
Which is great. You know, that kind of mold, that long, you know, twitchy edge rusher. I think Pace can be more of your, like, I mean, he has moves in his tool belt, don't get me wrong, but I think he has the ability to kind of do some other things too and help out more in the run game.
Sure. My first thought when I heard the physical description of Pace was, well, how close is he to Carl Lawson? Same height, about 30 pounds leaner than Lawson. Carl Lawson, his freshman year, was 6'2 and almost 260.
Yeah, I mean, Carl Lawson, I think, probably just can't throw out those comps too often.
Right. Yeah.
But I would not be shocked if Pace, by the start of his freshman year, is like 240.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. Daniel, thank you for the super chat. Zach, love the Ramsire and Von Brandt interviews. Great job. Any chance you can get MJC on? Would love to hear from him.
I'll ask him.
Yeah.
I'll ask him. I think he followed me last week, so I actually think I can message him.
Nice. Do you have any other of those planned, like with the incoming?
No, because when I reach out to them, I want to have like a lot of options. And so towards the end of the week, I haven't, because I don't have a lot of options of availability. So,
yeah. All right. Luke asks in the chat, was Rich Trucks not on special teams? I really loved his name too, and he was huge. I don't remember. I don't remember that. I can remember
what years was that ish? What decade was that?
Like 2010-ish, I think.
Oh, really?
Maybe. Yeah,
wish PFF went back that far so we could track it.
Maybe further back than that. I'll check.
The Rev says Pace reminds me of Jeff Holland.
Oh, yes, further back. Okay.
So I'm thinking Jeff Holland's more of like a Ryan Jackson build.
Yeah. Okay.
No, nope. The Rev is correct here. Jeff Holland's 6'2", 255.
Okay.
He seemed leaner and longer than that.
Yeah, but, he did.
That's just the way he played. So, no, Rev, you're all over it. You're all over it. I think that's from Holy a size cow. Standpoint. I think, like, I don't think Jeff Holland was good against the run.
Yeah.
I think he was just a really good pass rusher. I think Pace is a more complete player. And so that's kind of where, like, I didn't get there. But shoot, yeah, give me another Jeff Holland. I think we forget how good Jeff Holland was for 1 year.
That's correct.
I mean, he was, well, was it 2017 his year?
Yes, but that's also, and this is not at all to take away from Jeff Holland, but being offensive lineman on an opposing team against that defensive line.
Right.
That was Derek Brown,
Marlon Nick Davidson.
Marlon Davidson, Jeffrey Holland. Where's your breath? Where's your weak spot?
What a front.
Uh-huh.
You had to double Derek. Like, you had to.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot of one-on-one opportunities for those guys 7-9 years ago.
10-time. Best AU player name, El Toro Freeman.
Oh.
Hicks Poor.
A receiver in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
Rich Trucks was 01 to 04. Hicks Poor was a dog of a possession receiver. And if you looked at him, you'd never think that. But Damian Craig could find him on third down in anything, and he would get the first down.
Yeah. El Toro Freeman. I mean, so my beef with El Toro Freeman as a name is he had an incredible name. And his nickname was also great.
Well, right. But his nickname, you're talking about the bull.
Right. Well,
that's what El Toro is. It's the bull. So
I get it.
That makes, you know. That's kind of why
like an embarrassment of riches when it comes to El Toro. And just an incredible human being as well. But I'll say El Toro 10 times because I know the guy.
If those Daryl Dapprich options, I'll go hit.
Oh, I was expecting this to be Daryl Dapprich fan. No, this is Daryl Dapprich.
Yeah, the actual
the man, the myth, the legend. Yeah. Why are you sent? Why? You what do you do? You work here. Happy Father's Day to you, Daryl. Thank you, buddy. Love you so much.
Same. Happy early Father's Day to you. What is the best? No, never mind. I'm not going to ask that question.
Nope. Ask it.
Well, I was going to ask the comments section, but I don't know if I can trust them. What's the best Father's Day gift you've ever received?
A physical gift. I think I'm getting an awesome gift on Sunday.
But you actually can't know about it. You're not supposed to know about it.
I'm not supposed to know. But I think I'm getting a Switch 2 on Sunday, and I'm stoked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you know what? That's
so she did do a good job of hiding the box.
This is really interesting because a mutual friend of ours, someone I work with and a new friend of yours, said the exact same thing yesterday. Your new card buddy that works here said the exact same thing.
My buddy Trace?
Yeah.
You know, we hung out in person last weekend.
Oh, no, I know. He came in bragging about it. It was all.
Did he?
You know,
good.
Yeah. Yeah.
He spent some money, too.
Yeah, well, he'll do that.
He spent some money.
It's his first Father's Day. And so he said the same thing. Like he thinks he's getting a Switch 2 and she hadn't hidden it very well. And he was so happy about it.
That's awesome.
So permission to upgrade the TV for Sports Spoon permission. Ammo.
The TV thing is why do we have to fight for larger TVs? Like, I feel like that should be something that we all, as humans, should want.
Do men care more than women about the size of the TV?
Yes. I think that's an ongoing debate. But, when I got our TV at our old house, we were used to watching on it's a TV that I've had for years. Literally bought it in college. It's a 42-inch.
Yeah.
And we upgraded when we got our house to a 75-inch. And she's like, no, it's going to take up too much of the wall. It's not going to fit. And I'm like, it's going to fit. I measure. I'm like, it's now it's a little snug, but it's going to fit.
Sure.
It's
actually sometimes like, better it's better if it's a little snug because there's not so much empty wall space.
Yeah. Right. There's not, you know, just like you can't put anything there. Right.
Right.
No, I think that's an ongoing debate within a lot of households. Sure.
Sure. Okay. All right. Because I'm kind of like you. It probably shouldn't. Probably shouldn't be a debate. Everybody benefits from a bigger screen.
Yep.
All right. Wow. Upgrade. Mason says upgraded to a 75-incher a few months ago. Can't wait to watch football on it. That's great.
It's awesome.
Remember what a big deal it was when HD, like now broadcasting in HD.
That was a big deal.
It was huge. Changed the game.
It did. Yeah, viewing, I feel like it stayed the same for a long time. And then it's just like, no, let's make this better. And boy, have they.
Yeah. What's the difference?
I'll tell you what, the first Saturday, though, I remember this clear as day. The first Saturday, like watching it on a larger TV than what you're used to. So when I made the jump from 42-inch to 75-inch. Yeah. I couldn't wait to do the quad box. I couldn't wait to do the quad box. And at the time I had Hulu, and I don't know if Hulu still don't have it or not, but at the time, at least, they didn't have a quad box option.
Right.
And so on the spot, I changed to YouTube TV just so I could quad box it on the 75-inch. And it was incredible. It's an incredible experience. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to hearing how that new TV is, my guy.
Did you hear about Major League Baseball's submission yesterday, their suggestion to change the amateur rules? They're significant. They're the most significant change I think we've seen in a long time. Did you see or hear anything about this?
No.
Okay. A lot of people think we're headed toward a major league lockout. And if these suggest, I don't know that they have a chance to go forward, but if they did, college baseball is about to explode. So they, among their suggestions were that you can no longer go straight from high school to the major league draft.
Whoa. Just
take, yeah. Yeah. Take that away. And they're going to limit the draft to 12 rounds instead of 20.
Okay.
And you can leave college after your sophomore year. So 2 years removed instead of three. And then they're going to limit pretty drastically, I think, rookie signing bonuses. So
wow.
Think about the ramifications if that were to pass.
Gosh, the talent that would be on these rosters would be insane.
All these guys that would have been 15th, 10th, 5th, 2nd round, 1st round.
Makes sense, though, why the MLB... I mean, you don't want these, like, high school kids. Like, you got to pay them for 4 years before they, like, show up in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Or they don't.
Right.
So it's probably more efficient on the MLB teams to do that. And goodness gracious, college base. Like, every offseason we say this, this is the first year where I think I really felt it, the momentum of college baseball coverage, not just with what we do in Auburn, but everywhere.
With the audience. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got an audience for sure. Robert Dickens becoming a YouTube member. Thank you. Thank you. Please become a YouTube member. You get access to the Village Vice post show Monday through Thursday. You get access to Afternoon Delight every weekday afternoon. You also get access to film breakdowns done for every commit, which I'm assuming there'll be one probably coming up soon if Auburn lands James Pace this afternoon or slash evening, whenever he's committing.
Like, imagine if for those of you that are that follow Auburn
Scott
baseball.
Scott says the post shows are great.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Thank you. They're a little different, too. Like, sometimes it's not just the same show again. We've told some stories that we have not shared.
Correct.
In the main show. Some even more behind-the-scenes stuff. I mean, we're pretty transparent anyway, but we lift the curtain a little more. I'm seeing a lot of Bama broke comments from the audience today, Zach.
And what are your thoughts on that?
You talked a little bit about it on your Locked On show. I think it's interesting. I'm surprised. I mean, I can't vouch for it. I don't know if they're broke. I don't know if their money's locked up.
Yeah, and then can you be broke? I mean, we don't know if it's strategic or not.
Right.
Because the people saying, oh, it's a small class, does that make sense with them offering a lot of people? Like, is that logically consistent?
Right.
And I'm not positive that it is.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And retention's a big deal. So, like, if you're retaining an expensive roster and you're not choosing to recruit, does that mean you're broke? I don't know.
Yeah. Super chat from the Rev. Bama being last in the SEC in recruiting makes this week so much better. Yeah, and whether you're 14th, 15th, or 16th, or 13th in the conference, if you're in the bottom tier, but like even LSU and Ole Miss, who are very clear that their strategy is portal heavy, they're still okay. They're still around the middle. You still got to pitch. You still got to, and you have to have both. You can't decide if you're managing your house's finance, your home's finances. You can't decide to pay the power bill or the water bill. You have to pay both. So you got to figure that out in some way. How about Daniel? Got to stop at Bates House of Turkey in Greenville on the way to the beach. You guys ever stop there?
Well, so I'm not disagreeing. I'm asking why. Like, what is that?
It's a restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they just make good turkey or?
Yes.
Okay.
They do, as a matter of fact. What if they didn't? What if it was like a, I don't know, all vegetarian place? Bates House of Turkey. I have to admit, I think I've only been there once, but it's very
good. Do you have to go? Am I definitely going through Greenville?
Yes.
I am.
Assuming that's how you get
to Orange Beach. I don't know. Yeah. I just type in the address of the condo and the maps and go.
Yeah. You'll pass through that. I'm sure you'll go 85 to 65 and you'll pass through Greenville.
Cool.
Greenville, Evergreen, everything. So we typically stop at the Conecuh store down in Evergreen rather than
sure.
Greenville.
Either I've heard that. I've heard of that. I've not heard of the House of Turkey.
Yeah, Jerry says the behind-the-scenes shows are great, more intimate, even more real. That's the goal. That's
intimate the goal. Is our middle name on the post show.
Yeah, very big on intimacy. Very important.
Yes. Oh, Love the Blue says that they stop at Bates every time.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Cool.
There you go. You got a lot of stuff happening.
Well, I was telling Brad before we clicked record that we're going in with more of a plan than we ever have.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have a plan as far as what to do getting down there. So that's, that's awesome.
Good.
That's awesome. We'll look into that.
Do y'all need to stop every so often to break up the trip, or can your bunch go 4 hours without stopping?
I'm okay with brute forcing it.
Okay.
I'm okay with it. But one stop's probably fine. And so we'll just plan to stop and is that about halfway, or is it probably a little over halfway?
Yeah. I mean, it's not exactly halfway, but it's close enough.
Okay.
Close enough. So,
well, do they have turkeys there? Is that a stupid question?
Like live turkeys?
I don't know. Is there anything to entice, like, hey, the kid, we're going to stop here. It's going to be fun. Is there anything that's fun there for children, or is it just a restaurant?
It's not.
I don't think that's a crazy question.
It's not a turkey zoo.
It's called House of Turkey. That's not an absurd question. Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute. We're going to stop for a burger on the way to the beach. Do they have cows out back that my kids can ride?
If it was called House of Cow, I think that'd be reasonable. That is not the same thing. What are you doing? Don't laugh too hard. Your internet will freeze, okay?
They don't have cows outside of every steakhouse just roaming around chewing cud.
Brad, it's not called House of Cow. You can't act like that's the same thing.
Zach's kid going to ride a turkey.
Scott, I don't want to hear it. Scott, chill out. That was a reasonable question. And anybody, I don't think anybody.
Hey,
let's Smash go. Brownie says, hey, kids, let's go see a turkey. But Smash Brownie, my kids would love that. But okay, can we pet it? I don't know. We'll see when we get there.
Load up. We're going to Fusackley's. Are we going to the chicken coop outside before we walk in?
Braden says, yes, Zach. The turkeys wear chef's hats and they personally serve you. Now I'm interested. And that's what I'm going to tell them, even if I know that's not true.
Oh, you know, sometimes you go to a seafood place and they have the lobsters in the tank and you can actually choose the lobster that you want.
Yeah.
What if it baits you had the same thing?
I want that one with the gobbler.
Here's gobbler and cobbler. I'll take cobbler. He looks a little fatter.
Yeah. I don't think that was a crazy question. Screw y'all. I tell you what, I'm at such a better place than the last time the villagers saw us.
Oh, man.
When we recorded at 11:45 on Wednesday evening.
It wasn't 11:45. You were stressed, though. You were stressed.
I was stressed. I had something big Thursday morning, which that went well. So I'm so relieved now.
Nava Reptiles. Their farm is 12 miles from the restaurant, for what it's worth. Thank you, Nava. Thank you, Nava. Yeah.
Tell you what, Nava, after the snake story, which also happened in the post show on Monday.
Yeah.
We talked back and forth on DMs for a little bit, and he, I don't know, it was very insightful. And he's like, one of the things he's like, hey, I want to be clear. I'm like, there's no judgment with this. Like, you do what you thought was best. But, and then like, we talked. So, Nava, stand up guy.
Nice.
For sure.
Nice. That's awesome.
10th time we found Zach's breaking point. Yeah. I mean, it's Wednesdays. Wednesdays are the breaking point.
No, I think he's talking about ridicule over this turkey thing.
I don't think that's a crazy question.
I think you're at the same level of frustration over that as I am over that stupid cube rule of food. I think you have the same response to being ridiculed over the live turkey question that I do over the cube rule of food.
I don't think it's the same thing.
Okay.
I don't think it's the same thing. Scott says Zach just wants to wear a turkey hat. Maybe. Or like my kids would. They would eat that up.
See Foster passing out crayons and coloring books while they murder the lobster you choose and will eat in 20 minutes is crazy.
Wow.
It's real, though. That's what they
do. That's crazy.
That's what they do.
That's what it feels like to be the top of the food chain. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's what that is.
There's no bigger food chain flex than that.
Right.
I'll take
We're going to entertain our children while we wait for you to get boiled to our liking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I don't know how we follow that. Have a good time.
All right. Any other quick questions or comments?
Yeah. Auburn related or otherwise?
Auburn. Yeah.
Are there any guys lined up to commit next week?
Yes. Hall is announcing Tuesday.
Okay.
So just like the best receiver in the state.
Right. Right.
And that one I genuinely don't know. Heard we locked it down. And then sounds like Penn State made a very aggressive push yesterday. Talked to some of my Penn State folks, and he's like, I'll dig. And then he sent me a text last night. It was like, woohoo or something.
Okay.
I don't know what to do with that.
Maybe they've swung it back. Well, and if it's next week, then there are still several days to go. I wonder how much the staff does the back and forth, though.
I don't think he's a priority. Mm-hmm. Like, fully honest, I don't think he is.
Got a lot of young receivers next year. Like, are you going to pay a guy a lot to not?
I don't think he's fast enough to excel in the system. He's massive.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things you can do as far as catch radius. And I think he's really good at like focusing and high pointing the football. But you have to be fast on the outside in the system.
Yeah, you're right.
And he's just not like he's not a burner. And that's really important. And so I don't think they're going to spend like $1 million on this kid. That's just my guess. I don't know.
That's interesting. Yeah, very interesting to think about. Coworker claimed yesterday to have over 50,000 Pokemon cards.
That'd be awesome. Sell them to me. Ask him what the best one is.
Okay. All right. Are you a seafood guy? Barner Becca wants to know if you're a seafood guy.
Yeah. Love it. Beach restaurants are like my favorite thing.
Yeah. Same.
There's nothing else like it.
I love it. It's overpriced, but I don't care.
I'll pay every bit of it.
100%.
I'll pay every bit of it. I don't really drink anymore. So like that's going to make it cheap. Like it's normally like several hundred because like the drinks and stuff, but we don't have to do that anymore. So that's nice.
There you go. Yeah. Less on alcohol, more on scallops. Everybody wins.
Yeah. Do you like scallops?
Not really. I just said it because I thought it fit rhythmically in the line.
Okay. I got it. Yeah. Like they're fine, but that's not. If they come on, like if they're part of a meal that I'm picking out and like they're on the plate, great. But I don't want scallops to be the hero of the dish for me. You know,
I could eat my weight in blackened shrimp.
I'm with you there.
It's a bad day to be a plate full of blackened shrimp. And then my son got something and he didn't like it. So we just switched one of the days last week. It was baked shrimp with bacon and Parmesan. Man, it was good. Mm. So there you go. How about oysters? You like oysters?
I like oysters.
Okay. These are questions that are coming up in the chat. I'm not just trying to intentionally.
I see them. You're good. Right. I like oysters. But no, I like a nice you know, just big old like meaty fish, whether they like, you know, offer like a flounder or something. Yeah. That's my favorite to get.
It's good. Braden says, stop. My lunch break is in 2 hours.
So do you know who Braden is? Do you know who that is?
No.
If I'm correct, Braden, please confirm this. But Braden is who constructed the We Love the Barn song.
Oh, I should have known that.
So whenever Braden says something in the chat, pull it up because we owe him forever.
Okay. We do. That's true.
What about sushi? Sushi's my favorite thing in the world. Favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
I could eat sushi every day, every meal, and would not get tired of it.
And we disagree on that. We're not in the same boat. Okay. I'm not anti sushi. I'm neutral on it. I never seek it out ever.
Yep.
So Braden says yes.
Cool. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. I think that's it.
Okay. So we'll figure out what to do next week. I have some ideas.
I'm sure you do a great job. I'm very excited. And if there's an emergency, call Kyle.
That's right. Yeah. Don't call you. You can
call me. I won't answer.
There you go. Hey, everybody have a fantastic weekend. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. Do we have an ad read we're supposed to do today? Happy Father's Day coming up, all the fathers in the audience. If you have a father,